Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's one thing to know what the globalists are planning more than a decade out. It's another thing to live to see it unfolding. I marvel. And I know many of you are marveling as well. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the final day of July 2013. And we're going to be here for the next 3 hours broadcasting worldwide. Steve Jolly, who I had a chance to meet out in the UK, is known as the CCTV man. And he wears big CCTV cameras on his head, papier-mâché. And he is single-handedly caused a national debate about it and had federal and local courts rule recently that indeed, especially the license plate reading cameras, are a Big Brother invasive, unconstitutional system in the United Kingdom, the most surveilled Big Brother society on the planet Terra Firma today. He'll be popping in for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And then, of course, Leanne McAdoo is going to be coming on the broadcast dealing with the real depths of child and underage sex slave trafficking, because we've seen in the last few days big news articles out dealing with sweeps that have been done across the country with these underage prostitutes, some as young as 12 years old, and the FBI and others have gone in arrested 150-plus disgusting, degenerate pimps need to have their brains blown out. But, of course, that won't happen. They'll be let out of jail quickly. Hope somebody beats their brains out in prison. But the whole point is, I'm sorry, I have to control myself. The point is, I wish they would get the death penalty, is that it's much worse than that. And most of the government is against this type of stuff, but they're compartmentalized. There are groups at the top involved. This has come out before in the really bad stuff of little children, including snuff films. And I saw an article today. In fact, I should add that to the stack where Homeland Security, high-level director, deputy director, was caught passing along sadomasochistic torture of small children. This is exactly the type of stuff the New World Order is into. So we're going to be looking at that at the start of the third hour today for a couple segments. And then David Knight, who's been really helping me honcho, try to process the 600-plus entries to the Operation Paul Revere contest we announced of third place Monday, second place yesterday, first place today. We'll be announced with some other honorable mentions in the third hour, and that is a grand prize of 100,000 Federal Reserve notes, or so-called dollars. And so we're going to be doing that. And then in the next few days or next week, I'll try to get the first place winner on the radio show. We're going to get, we've already gotten third place in the Nightly News. We're going to get second place in the Nightly News tonight. Just amazing, amazing folks. So you can all find all that at Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere. If you wish, you can put Infowars.com/Paul Revere, and that will take you there as well. I will also add that I was up here till about 9 o'clock last night working on Obama Deception 2, and it is a doozy. Really, I haven't made a film myself in 3.5 years, as everyone knows. I produced a couple others. And it is just the megaload of information, and it's hard to leave the office, even though I want to go home and play Yahtzee with my children and do watercolors with them or watch a nature show. It's very sad when I'm here at night, 9 o'clock, my son calls and goes, "Daddy, you going to come home?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, son, you have no future if I don't do this." But we are now in the locked-in phase of working 6-7 days a week, 18 hours a day, as we chestate Obama Deception 2. And I now have the full title yet to be released, but it is a powerful weapon that we're in there in the forge, forging with our hammers and the flame of truth.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this July 31st, 2013 Wednesday worldwide transmission. We have three guests joining us. We have a man who beat the British government when it came to the surveillance cameras reading license plates. Steve Jolly will be joining us. I had a chance to meet him at Bilderberg coverage a few months ago in Albion, Britannia. Then Leanne McAdoo will join us to expose the whitewash that the federal government's trying to stop the trafficking in women and children as sex slaves. So we're going to be breaking that down as well, and David Knight will pop in the last 30 minutes of this worldwide transmission today to announce the $100,000 winner that I have chosen, and most of my crew concurred that it was in the second or first place. I'll tell you right now that the maker of American Drone, who won second place, $10,000 prize, probably would have beaten the first place winner that will be announced, maybe. 50-50. I'd probably have to flip a coin. It's that close. With his film, The Futurist, that we put up on my YouTube channel that I suggest everyone see, that we posted on InfoWars.com yesterday. It's really powerful. But I want to tell you, a dream revered. We want to talk to you soon and work with you as soon as Obama Deception 2 is done. In October. It's coming out in early November. We want to talk to really the top 10 that we're trying to select internally We're going to try to talk to you to produce films with us. It was very hard to pick whether it would be Political Earth or A Dream Revered. And regardless, though, I start thinking about it. We spent a lot of time. I don't know if I'll do another one of these contests, though, because getting 600 entries has been very successful. It has bogged us down the last few months. It has really, and I knew it would be a monumental task, but it has been really intensive watching 600 videos here for the crew and then honing them down to 300 and then 200 and 100 and then 50 and then 35 and then the top 10 or so. But that now is completed today, and then we pay everybody out the $115,000 in prizes, and then we move on to the real game plan, promoting all the films that hit every different angle you can imagine to wake people up, and then trying to then work with some of the filmmakers there. Let's say maybe you were in the top 100 or so, but you did good reporting. Well, look for us maybe to try to hire you as a part-time auxiliary reporter. I mean, I'm just looking for the raw talent that's out there in humanity. That's what my gut and my spirit and my intellect tells me to do, and that's what I'm trying to do. So that's coming up in the last 25, 30 minutes of the transmission today. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I got up today and saw a Daily Caller article with the headline, "Attention Alex Jones, Get Ready for Behavioral Insight Team." And then they make a joke about me in here, kind of, but say, oh, it is what Alex said was coming, the conspiracy theorist. Look, mainstream news, Fox News, MSNBC, you name it, are all reporting that they're going to hire trendies as front people with government funding for every niche group out there to push, basically, the surveillance state, the tyranny. Now, imagine, I love how mainstream media, posing as libertarian media, and they do some good work, so I don't want to be too mean, but they're always attacking me. So, I mean, turnabout's fair play at some level. About how they're telling me about it. In fact, I saw an article last week going, oh, look, Alex Jones will want to see this. They're launching blimps with face-scanning cameras and ground-penetrating radar over major cities to watch you. They launched those back in the 1990s as a test and officially launched them in 2002. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like I'm more discredited as everything I say comes true. And they have to make jokes about all of it. Hey, let me tell you something. The joke's on you, bud, and me too, if we don't do something about this. Because let me tell you something. The other stuff I've been warning you about, it's all true too. There were mainstream news articles in the last week about, 98 million Americans did get a deadly cancer virus put in them, and that was in the first phase, and then a couple hundred million more in the decades after that, and tens of millions probably died from it, SV40, but you know what? So what? Let's move on to how scary Al-Qaeda is. You got double the chance of honeybees killing you each year, and the government runs them too, but isn't it scary? Yeah, we got to have men with black uniforms and armored vehicles and face-scanning cameras and listen to all your phone calls because of them. Yeah, right. I mean, you're not in Kansas anymore, folks. I'm talking to the establishment people that think they're going to be on the winning team. Nobody's a winner in this deal. Every time people think they can cheat and bring in evil because they want to dominate everybody else in some, hyper psychopathic dominance based mania, some type of psychopathic narcissism, hyper psychopathic control freakism, coupled with a mass Stockholm syndrome, Overton window moved to hell. I mean, I don't know what to do here. But they've got the Social Security Administration, the Pentagon, the Department of Justice, all the major media networks, financial taxpayer money. News Corps is too, by the way. They get federal money, that's on record, to push carbon taxes and crud in their entertainment shows, not Fox News. That's the niche to keep conservatives on a reservation. But then you've got all the other anti-gun, anti-family, pro-torture, pro-secret arrest, anti-male role model, pro-carbon tax garbage on Fox TV and Fox movies. And I've dealt with Fox Searchlight. where they came to Richard Linkletter and said, we're not gonna distribute this as much, this Philip K. Dick movie Alex Jones is in, yours truly, produced with Tommy Pallotta, if you show that cop blowing somebody's brains out. And Rick Linkletter said, I'm not going to change it. That's the kind of stuff you never hear about. He probably doesn't want that public. They never told me not to tell anybody, but I sat there hearing about this. We're not going to promote that movie if you show... It was a bunch of other stuff they wanted cut, and Rick Linkletter said, I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to rush and get it done, because if you do it late, then they take the final cut control away. I mean, that's an honorable person right there, ladies and gentlemen. And they wanted some stuff I consulted on taken out of there. I'm more proud of being a consultant on a Scanner Darkly that's got a bunch of big stars in it than I am being in it. But I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. That's got Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson in it, Robert Downey Jr., Keanu Reeves. Well, I tell you, Winona Ryder is a very interesting person. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I've talked about that. I've already dealt, ladies and gentlemen, I've already dealt with my whole media operation for 18 years. I've experienced the censorship, the manipulation, the people fighting back against it. I know. Now, most people in Hollywood just say, I'll do whatever you say. And they go, well, instead of you having a $10 million budget and basically all those stars being in the film for nothing, I think they got paid like $30,000 a piece or something because they wanted to be in it, instead of $20 million a piece like they normally get, or $10 million a piece. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is what the highest paid actor out there. I think he made like $500 million last year. My whole point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that that's the type of control going on. Most people in Hollywood say, we'll do whatever you say. And they go, $300 million budget, Department of Defense is funding $100 mil. Boom. $100 mil, taxpayer. Bam. Because they've got the printing presses, ladies and gentlemen. And they're buying up all the talent. They came to me 12, 13 years ago, 10 years ago, 7 years ago through media executives and said, how'd you like $10 million a year? You play ball with us, you get it. And that's what the general naive public doesn't get, ladies and gentlemen. They don't understand how real this is. And you better figure out how real it is right now. Right now. Because the end agenda of this does not go to a very nice place. Okay, where to start here, speaking about media propaganda. Okay, let me just give you the news from today. They've announced, as you know, all three. First it was one last week, then two, now three. All three of the big control networks are going to produce Hillary Clinton biopics, worship fest lies. And let me tell you, this stuff has an effect on not so much the simple-minded, but people that are nice. They know how to program them. My grandmother, who's a very smart woman, almost 90 years old, I'm over at her house Saturday morning, 6 a.m. I went over there to see her, bring her breakfast to surprise her because my uncle came into town for his birthday. And I go knock on the door about 6:30, and I go in, and I hadn't seen her since I got back from England. I brought her some teacups and stuff with the royal family on it as a joke, and she got it and thought how sweet it was, and oh my gosh, she loves Queen Elizabeth II and all this stuff. Wonderful, smart Christian woman, because she saw movies about her and was brought up that she's a wonderful, dignified lady. And no matter what we told her, she wouldn't wake up or listen. And it's the same thing with these Hillary Clinton movies. And believe it, it's getting her ready to run for president. That state-run media where your tax money, you do know that billions of banker bailout money, your money, went to General Electric and others. And there's only four companies that control 90% of world media. Okay, I mean, you know that, right? And so all these companies get taxpayer money, these big ones, and then they put it into this stuff to sit there shoveling propaganda at you. And when we come back, here's MSN's headline. Don't be alarmed. It's all condescending. But the government is trying to control you. Oh, the CIA is going to be involved in your city now with your kids. Government knows best. White House creates nudge squads to shape behavior. And then they have articles making fun of me because I've been proven right.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You have found it, the tip of the spear in the fight to awaken the sleeping giant that is free humanity to the technocratic global police state being established. And we're here Monday through Friday, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I am your host, Alex Jones, hailing from deep in the heart of Texas, off Austin, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios. And we are accelerating to attack speed against the globalists. You're thinking like a fool because all it takes is you and I. And the fortune that I am seeking is liberty in my time and in the future. I want a society based on truth and justice and what you build and what you stand for, not how good a BSer and liar you are. Not how delusional you are. See, the corrupt groups that get control throughout history always follow the same pattern. It varies slightly, but it goes the same direction. And they are basically making every federal and state agency secret police and giving them counterinsurgent spy training, propaganda training. But all it does is fully discredit all these people as they go out, because then they just start all lying to each other. And they're just a joke. But see, the movies, the culture, it's sycophantic. Wear a black uniform. Wear a black mask. Raid people's houses. Set up checkpoints. That's like the new culture. Not rockets to the moon. Not Marilyn Monroe. Not science. Not technology. Not the highest test scores. Not wealth. Not building construction projects. Not beautiful art. It's just a bunch of thugs standing around acting tough who don't have a brain cell in their little noggins. That's the culture. Not breaking the sound barrier. Not splitting the atom. Not cyclotrons. Not curing cancer. No, it's giving people cancer. It's giving them GMO. It's dumbing them down. It's poisoning them. It's manifesting a fraud ahead of the singularity where we won't be needed anymore. And already in China, at Foxconn and all the other big factories are putting in the orders or have already got delivery of millions of robots a month to replace the 1.3 billion Chinese. And all the establishment white papers and publications that are public, because they think you're so stupid, it's public, say that when they get done and put the robots in place, they're only meant to supplant you so you're not needed. So they have a automated combat system of autonomous drones and ground drones and surface water drones and underwater sub drones and smart dust drones and nanotech drones. And the minute it's in place and the actuaries and the war games show that they've got a very high probability of winning, they're going to launch a Skynet attack on any countries or groups or people that they haven't already wiped out with bioweapon attacks. And I just want everybody to know that's what this is, and that's where all this is going. And you can laugh all you want and not read Club of Rome documents and not read futurist public stuff out of Ray Kurzweil and all the big globalist meetings they're having where they talk about how once they merge with the machines, you're going to be like a bug to them, and they're going to sit on you. You're not even going to be a concern. Now, again, whether that happens or not, they think that, and that's the crazy stuff the ruling establishment is pushing and building right now. Now, I guess acting trendy isn't that important anymore, huh? But see, they want to make you trendy. And the White House is announcing, hiding in plain view, every federal agency is going to launch models and trendies, actuaried, again, typecast and niched down to each little group on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else, and on TV, paid for tax money, to tell you how to behave and tell you what to do. In a giant peer pressure move. Now, you've got to totally reject it and realize anything coming out of MSN is your enemy. Any message they sell you in these packaged news programs, sitcoms, and dramas is 100% meant to screw you and your family completely over. Now, let's go ahead and get into these current articles right here. Don't be alarmed to see the condescension, but the government's trying to control you. Big Brother isn't only watching you via creepy domestic drones. See, oh, just last year there weren't drones. I was lying. Oh, he's also trying to influence your behavior. Behavioral insights team or behavior modification, packaging, behavior placement, or affectionately the Nudge Squad of the Tides Foundation and others, is a White House experiment in finding suitable ways to get citizens to change their behavior for your own good. And it goes on to talk about, it's by Cass Sunstein. Oh, the one that said they would pose as alternative media and attack the leaders? Alex Jones is a fad. All day right out of the White House. We're going to come back and tell you more about that and how the Pentagon and the CIA are going to run your family.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I am going to get into the persecution more is coming out of the IRS against libertarian, conservative, and Christian groups using data mined against them. Legal and lawful, information, things that they were doing that were legal and lawful, ways to persecute them. You're like, oh, I don't care if the government knows what I'm doing. Well, what if it's Nazi Germany and they want to come hunt you down and put you in a forced labor camp? Oh, then it's not a good idea. See, there's a reason we have this Bill of Rights and Constitution. And as it goes out the door, all hell breaks loose and our prosperity disappears like we were on a spaceship and opened a pod bay door. And then coming up, I want to get into Bank of England helped in sale of looted Nazi gold. Really? You don't mean that, BBC reports? That's ancient news, but they're now telling us about it. They'll probably get a Pulitzer Prize or something. And continuing, the Hollywood Reporter is reporting right here the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. Oh, you mean Time Magazine saying what a wonderful man he was in 1939? And Hitler was told by U.S. intelligence groups and British intelligence groups to launch attacks on Poland and then on France and others, and Danzig before that, and of course Austria, and then was set up. Again, I don't think Hitler was a good guy. It's just, it's declassified, folks, that he was created, funded, and then, just like Saddam Hussein, and then double-crossed. Saddam Hussein was told by the U.S. government on record to attack Iran, and for 7 years funded. He was told to nerve gas the Kurds, and the CIA was there with weather reports telling him when to spray it and how so it wouldn't blow back. I'm going to be getting into that. Again, because it's not the U.S. government. It's the big offshore mega banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch royalty, the British royalty, the same globalists running the whole show. They go and create the Muslim extremists and fund them. They go and create Al-Qaeda. They go and create Saudi Arabia. Look it up. There's a movie about it called Lawrence of Arabia. It's a true story, but a whitewash. Go watch it. I think it won an Academy Award. Several. The point is, go find out about this, ladies and gentlemen. They create the Muslim radicals. They create Hitler. On record, U.S. government, British government, put Lenin in power in 1917, 1918, and in a five-year war, propped them up against the white Russians, the pro-czarist, to make sure that happened. Uncle Joe Stalin was called our uncle in our media for decades. How loving he was, how we needed to be under people like Stalin. Stalin, the man of steel. Oh, and two articles, The Chilling History of How Hollywood Helped Hitler. Really? And who were the people, about half of them in Hollywood? If you read these articles, Jewish people helped Hitler. Well, wow, wonder what that's all about. Very interesting, like the Rothschilds. And then another one, Bank of England helped sale of looted Nazi gold. Because, folks, it's the globalists create the crisis, offer the solution. They ship in the drugs and then arrest you or your family when you use them and put you in the prisons they own. See, I said I'm going to get to that, and then I just start getting into it right now. I'm going to be breaking that down for you, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, in my film from 2005, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State. I tell you that the media is being funded and run by the government, show documents. I tell you they've already launched blimps that are tethered to surveil you and look right through your walls. You have all the documents. I say that Hollywood and the British and U.S. banks created Hitler, and I show all the documents and proof before it was in the London Guardian 2 years later, and they said they broke it. They didn't break it. It was in mainline Nuremberg documents that came out in 1946 and 47. This stuff, I've interviewed Anthony Sutton, folks. I've interviewed the congressional committee heads who were there when all this came out. I've interviewed staffers who were involved in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee back in the 1930s. That particular lawyer is dead now. Just like I interviewed Admiral Moore, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was there when the president came over the radio and ordered the Mediterranean fleet to stand down at the USS Liberty while it was being attacked for over 2 hours. I mean, I just, it's a treasure trove of who we've interviewed. And I mean, I've interviewed not just Admiral Moore, but the other admirals, fleet admirals that were there. Was it flag admirals, the one out front? And I've interviewed the rear admirals that were hearing the communiques. I mean, I've literally interviewed on the USS Liberty alone probably more than 10 admirals. The captain before he died, McGonagall. The first mate, the doctor, I know everything about that. I've interviewed dozens of people who heard LBJ when they refused the order of the Secretary of Defense McNamara to turn the jets back. They had aircraft carriers just 60 miles away when the president came on and said, that GD ship's going to the bottom, and that's an order. We're blaming that on Egypt. This is an operation with Israel to false flag. Now you follow my orders, and you stand down. I just quoted what the admirals heard. Imagine in the ready room. You think Benghazi's bad? Ordering a stand down so they could kill the ambassador? I've interviewed all the people that were there and heard the president say, that ship's going to the GD bottom. Well, guess what? The most highly decorated ship in U.S. history. that got hit by torpedoes, thousands of rounds of heavy caliber machine gun, hundreds of rockets. They could not sink it. And so those guys got back to port and were told, you will be court-martialed and executed under national security if you ever talk to anybody about what happened. I've interviewed the people that were marched on the aircraft carrier, and the admiral came out and said, tell me your story. They told the story, and he said, you will be executed. They said, we will kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you, if you ever tell anybody. I've interviewed the people that were there when the admiral said, we will kill you. You will be killed. Just like SEAL Team 6 is being killed, ladies and gentlemen. How many of the SEAL Team 6 had the fake Bin Laden raid are dead? Almost all of them. And the other ones are keeping quiet, so, 'cause that's what you do for America. So you can be killed next, and you'll all be killed. You'll all be murdered.
USA!
Yeah, USA! 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 It's a chance of USA as they kill the SEAL Team 6 guys, blow up their helicopters, throw them out of helicopters, run over them, shoot them in the back of the head. Hell, they're probably sending retired SEALs that have been sheep dipped to kill them. That's what you do in America. You kill Navy SEALs for the foreign banks. USA! 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 I mean, this is all a load of bull, ladies and gentlemen. Our country's been taken over by foreign banks, and they think you're such a joke that you won't wake up and do anything about it. I told you 2 weeks after the helicopter blew up. How long ago did the helicopter blow up, killing 23 SEALs? They never. It was almost 2 years ago now. And then I talked to a family friend who is a Navy SEAL. We know him through his father, but known the Navy SEAL for over a decade before he was in the Navy. My dad knew him back when he was in high school. And they said, no, we know they blew up the helicopter. Some of the guys think Al-Qaeda got a bomb on there, but there's no way they could. And they never put us all on a Chinook like that. And we weren't going on a rescue mission. It turned out that was all fake. So they think it's a setup by Obama. Well, of course. What are we doing? Oh, what's the mission? Just you're going somewhere. And, I mean, I shouldn't laugh about this. It's so sick. And then they just fly it out and blow it up. You're going where Pat Tillman went. He died charging an Al-Qaeda machine gun nest, and those SEALs all died. Those SEALs all died going to fight Al-Qaeda and rescue Army Rangers. Mm-hmm. The truth is there was a bomb on board. That's known. And the entire Navy knows it. The Navy's freaked out about it. It blew up, but they survived. The helicopter made it to the ground. And when they got out, guess what happened? They were surrounded by waiting groups at long distance, killing them with 50 caliber rifles. And you know who has 50 caliber rifles, don't you? And by the way, you know they're going to kill the contractors that killed the SEALs, right? You know you're all dead too, morons. That's what I love about all this. Gee, you're going on a mission to make sure no SEALs escape from the fake Bin Laden raid, and then you're going to kill Navy SEALs. Because you're a tough guy contractor. Because you wear Under Armour and stand around when they're leading Bradley Manning around. You're a contractor above the special forces. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, just fools. You can come kill me. I've already won. I never sold out to evil. I didn't submit to lies. I've maintained my family name. I've been honorable. You people aren't just evil. You're stupid. And that's exactly what Michael Hastings said. He said, it's time to stop not releasing so-called national security stuff when it's government crime. It's time for the press to declare war on the corrupt groups that have taken over, and they blew his car up. They blew his car up. And now it does look like the real surveillance footage has been released. He's driving along, as the witnesses say, boom, you see a flash, then it goes off the road. And, you know, I flip out on air, even though I don't mean to, because just the enormity of what we're under hits me, and I start freaking out, because I know they can come kill me anytime. I know they can kill my whole family. I realize how real this is, and I get very angry at the public who is sitting there with their thumbs you know where, having no idea how bad this is, ladies and gentlemen, and that a conscious decision has been made to bring in pure evil. and eradicate liberty in this country and re-educate what's left of this nation. And it's in the Army manuals. It's all documented. It's all on record. And now they're everywhere going, yeah, we're going to send PSYOPs in to the public schools to make sure your kids go along with the agenda of anti-gun. That's in the news today. And we're going to have the Social Security Administration carry out psychological warfare ops on the public. And we're going to have every other federal agency do it. And we're watching you. And we're going to finance all media. And we're going to buy off all the bloggers. They've already bought them off. I know all sorts of people that got paid and started attacking me and lying about me and, you know, saying vote for Obama and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, if I've been offered money before, people go, why don't you tell us who offered it? You never get news again or offers. If you, people say, this is a meeting, we'd like to hire you, talk about you coming to work for this media outfit. You know, this is off record. They even have you sign non-disclosure agreements. And then if you ever go and talk about something like that, then then you never get offers or info again. I mean, it's very simple. My word is my bond. I've got to get, when I get emotional, I've got to get better about not blurting things out. Last week, I talked about how Judge Andrew Napolitano, you know, was told by News Corp, don't go back on Alex Jones' show. And then I was told by another executive separately that, like, look, we know what's going on. We're awake. But, you know, Eric Holder could just come arrest a bunch of people at News Corp, and that's being held over our head. Not within concerns with trying to hire me. That was just a little side issue. I want to make sure that's clear. And I told you 2 or 3 years ago, they're going to threaten to arrest Rupert Murdoch. And then that came out last week in the news. They're looking at arresting him, Holder, for the supposed phone hacking and stuff, which went on, certainly. Of course they knew about it. That's standard procedure in media at that level. That's what Murdoch got recorded saying. He's being set up, folks. He's got intelligence ops all over him. They've got Navy SEALs, former FBI guys, guarding all the top Fox people. Glenn Beck's got like a security team of 20 people on average. I mean, these people are totally whacked out, totally scared, totally have let the stuff get to them. And it's not that Murdoch's even some good guy. He's just been playing a double game, and now these mafias are trying to knock each other off. You know, I told you that the Navy SEALs thought they were killed, their families, and now we reprint me that. We had it on InfoWars. I want to read his name. Now one of the fathers of one of the SEAL Team 6 guys that died, who, by the way, was in on the bin Laden raid, has gone public saying, oh, yeah, the SEALs think they blew the helicopter up and killed him out there, and then it was a setup and the mission wasn't real. What did I tell you a year and a half ago when that happened? What did I tell you? What did I tell you within a few? I told you that exact thing, folks. I don't make this stuff up. You know, I said, why don't you come on the air? And they said, are you kidding? I'd be arrested immediately for even talking about operations. And all they would say was, they think there was a bomb on board, and then they were waiting for them when there were survivors. And that's what the family of SEAL Team 6 members are now saying. And that's the press conference they had. Yeah, that's the one with Billy Vaughn, the father of Navy SEAL, but Aaron Vaughn. But there's another one from last week where actually we should try to get them on, by the way. That's a different family than the ones I know. We should try to get the guy that was on Savage on here. They had him as a guest. That's the father. That's a different father. The point is they're all starting to go public about this. And, you know, the answer is the Navy SEALs, it's like Private Lynch. They killed 5 members of her team in a week. Shot them in the head, ran them over, disappeared, drowned, because they were going public saying Private Lynch cowered in fear in the truck convoy and at the base and at the hospital. Jerry Bruckheimer was involved in the production of the rescue. That's BBC, by the way. Bruckheimer was on sat phone with the special forces when they went into the hospital that the Iraqis hadn't been in 3 days. They'd already been there, checked it, said, we're coming back to get you. They shot a whole production. To, like, say, women in the military, women fight better than men. It was a PR rollout. It was a psyop. And the guys were saying, it's just not true. We fought the Iraqis, and these other men died, and Lynch hid in fear. Well, they just went and killed them. And I said publicly, I said to Lynch, and I had connections to her, I said, they're going to kill you next to say you're the big hero if you don't go public. 2 days after she gave a press conference crying and said she was told a lie by the Pentagon, she cowered in fear. Yeah, there it is. Father of SEAL team member claims his son was set up. Infowars.com. Charles Strange, the father of one of the 22 SEALs, I was 23, killed when their helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan. Insurgents in August, yeah, shot down by insurgents. I mean, even the father says it's bull, but the article even goes along with insurgents. And it's just like amazing. This is the type of stuff we're dealing with here. And I'm not trying to scare you. We're already under this thing. It's only going to get worse. We've got to admit it and say no. But here's MSN today. Don't be alarmed, but the government is trying to control you. And it goes on to say, Cass Sunstein is running a program with federal agencies to psyop and lie to the public and confuse the public. Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, here's another one. Government knows best. White House creates nudge squad to shape behavior. Hiring trendies. Fox News. Michelle. Look, the nudge squad. It looks like one of Barack Obama's daughters. You know the proper trending issue. You know, because she's part black, she can't lie. You got to do what she says. And it says federal nudge squad led by 20-something wonder kids gears up to change America's behaviors for our own good. Daily Mail. This is just one of the squads, federally funded. Like you'll be on TV and a movie star and all the shows if you just agree and go. It's time to turn our guns in. It's good to have our bank accounts taken by the government. It's good for everybody to be on food stamps. It's good to take your shots, take your Gardasil, and everyone's just yeah. I love state run media. I'm dead already, and I'm not worried about it. Just all you that serve the system, I feel real tough because you're part of it. All these agencies now, everybody's a secret agent. You know, who's going to build? Who's going to work? Who's going to be a father, a mother? Who's going to be wholesome? Who needs that? You can all just be secret agent men. You can all be psych warfare chiefs. Who you say, you are the most brainwashed of them all. You're idiots.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Spy on the
counters.
Leads a life of danger.
Super trendy, stick your hands down women.
At the airport,
stranger.
Everybody's a terrorist, but the real terrorists that run the government.
And of a chance he takes.
Oh, yeah.
Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
He's drinking fluoride.
Agent Man.
He's taking Gardasil.
Agent Man.
He can't feel his feet or hands, but he's tough. And he's got a black uniform. And he's breathing to you. His kidneys are failing. He'll blow his helicopter up. The New World Order hates him more than anybody else because he serves him. They'll kill the secret agent as soon as they've used the idiot who thinks he's a secret police tough guy. So eat some GMO and smoke some more weed.
Secret agent man. Secret agent man. They've given you a number. And take it.
00 dumbass. You know who I work for? The guy upstairs, ladies and gentlemen. I don't work for the New World Order. Pack of losing scum. All right, that was impromptu, insanity, stress relief, absolutely ridiculous. Food for the trolls. Got to feed them because they're secret agent men. They know how it all works. They're working for a greater good. Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my proboscis. Okay, but look at the nudge teams, the young trendies. Oh, and look at the satisfied smile. Oh, you're 20 and you're a PSYOP commander. Oh, it's so cool. Maybe you'll end up like the Navy SEAL someday, too. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, it's so trendy. They are announcing a full-on open mobilization of just CIA and spies and scum just coming out of the woodwork. And we'll be downtown with our reporters in business suits just doing interviews on the street corner, and a guy will walk up in a suit out of a bank and go, I'm calling the cops on you. And you're like, well, why? And they go, you know why. You're not allowed to be on the street talking about this. And they smile like it scares us and run off. And then 5 minutes later, the cops drive by looking like, oh, my gosh, there's people on the street in America with a camera. Oh, it's so evil. Let's call the police on them. We're such secret agent men. Meanwhile, geoengineering's killing the ozone layer. There's just mass extermination worldwide going on. But you've been taught as part of InfraGuard. And clergy response team, oh, you thought you were just a Baptist preacher. Now you're a spy. Now you meet with feds. Oh, you're so sexy. I thought you were a traitor. I thought you were a scumbag. I thought you were a joke. I thought you were a collaborator with a foreign takeover. You people are idiots. Idiots. And I'm talking to the millions of nobodies whose job is to go around playing the part of secret agent man. I told you. About 3 years ago, my dad, and I've had him on the show about this, was approached by a patient he'd had for like 15 years, and he treated the guy's mother. And he goes, yeah, we're recruiting all the dentists to spy on their patients. And I go, he's like, for what? Just everything they do, political ideas, blah, blah, blah. And you can get paid and come to this meeting. And then my dad found out they were talking to all the other dentists in town. And most of them just put on the suit and go in and go, yes, sir, I tell you everything my patients do. And you're going to be anti-gun, too. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I used to be pro-gun, but now that I'm a secret agent, let me. I mean, it is a total Red Dawn takeover with everyone just being secret agent men. Yeah, against America. And you're a pack of scum. Oh, my gosh. By the way, the new magazine is in, available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. It's the divide and conquer issue, how they use race, how they're trying to engineer a coming race war. It's got an amazing cover. See it at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll leave it as a surprise for radio listeners. And you can also find all the best incredible supplements at InfoWarsHealth.com as well. And your purchases fund this operation.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex
Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.